As Election Day draws near, poll after poll shows Florida as a toss-up in the presidential race between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, and in the U.S. Senate race between incumbent Bill Nelson and challenger Connie Mack. And the closer the race is, the more of your TV watching time is filled with this.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
It leaves many voters feeling like this little girl from Colorado, whose tear-streaked face caught on video has been making the rounds in social media.
I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
And for Florida voters who've already decided who they're voting for, and the 3 million who've already cast ballots,
they're hitting the mute button. Or they're going to the mailbox and throwing a bunch of stuff in the garbage pretty quickly.
That's Florida State University professor Davis Houck, who teaches political communication. Houck says campaigns spend millions upon millions on ads in just a few states like Florida, but they're not really targeting most of the voters there.
I mean, the candidates aren't speaking to the partisans.
In Florida, out of almost 12 million registered voters, just over a fifth are unaffiliated with a political party. Those are the people the ad dollars are trying to reach.
They're undecided, they're independent, and they want to see the evidence. And ideally to see who has the better evidence.
Finding the evidence behind every claim the ads make can be tricky. Because as long as video advertising has been around, master communicators have been playing on fears and twisting truths. It's nothing new. Houck points to the classic 1964 TV spot produced by President Lyndon Johnson.
We see a girl picking, you know, the daisy flower. And then the countdown. The bomb goes off. All of which was playing on fears that Barry Goldwater was going to be this crazy right-wing zealot who was going to unleash nukes on Russia.
Today, campaign ads often make much more straightforward charges against the challenger. Take this Florida ad by the Obama campaign against Romney.
Catastrophic cuts to education.
So it's this quick snapshot that is giving us a really partial picture, and that partial picture tells us a really partial truth, and what we don't see is a whole lot of other stuff that we probably need to see.
Houck says that's where fact-checking websites like the Pulitzer Prize-winning PolitiFact come in. That site rated Obama's claim that Romney would make catastrophic cuts to education half true. They say Romney has said he would make large cuts and education funding could be part of them, but Romney hasn't been that specific about what he'd cut.
The implication is he's going to have to cut somewhere. And so what hot button issue can we talk about in a political ad that he's going to probably have to cut? Well, it's going to have to be education.
Houck says to explore the complex nuances behind political ad claims, people used to depend largely on word of mouth and network news, and the process was slow. Now the internet allows people to see the fact checks almost instantly.
What we now have is the ability to contextualize facts that really benefit our political discourse so that we can see, okay, this is kind of a gray area.
And the fact checkers themselves have become part of the political discourse, like in this Romney ad.
Not Barack Obama. Fact checkers confirm his attacks on Mitt Romney are false.
For a candidate who runs an ad that's rated blatantly false, he says, social scientists have proven they can only get away with so much.
And if you go negative too far, especially without facts, without some sort of basis in reality, it's going to come back to hurt you.
But he says the candidates get somewhat of a buffer nowadays, as groups outside the campaigns are spending much more on ads than the actual candidates do. All of which keeps the fact checkers pretty busy. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.